my name is Bryson Toll. I'm part of the documentation team on Hokulea. Right now, Hokulea is currently docked in Panama City. She transited through the Panama Canal a few days ago, and currently, our crew just flew in a few days ago to take over from the previous crew, and we're just kind of provisioning right now, putting water on board, putting food on board, making sure our safety systems are in place and are working, and, you know, just making sure that everyone who's on the canoe as part of this crew is ready mentally, physically, spiritually for this next leg that will take us all the way from Panama to the Galapagos. Fortunately, this is the 28th crew of the worldwide voyage. So we switch crews about every 30 days or so. It's kind of the time frame. And so we have people on board who sailed multiple legs, both on a worldwide voyage as well as previous voyages before. So, you know, you have veteran watermen. And so it's a good asset to have these guys on board for younger crew members to ask questions, ask why things are the way they are, and just kind of hear the stories of Hokulea and where she's been so that, you know, it means something to the newer crew members as that tradition continues. Fortunately, the crew that sailed all the way from Miami to the Caribbean to the canal, you know, it's probably one of those historic moments where I don't think anyone in their mind could imagine Hokulea sailing through the Panama Canal, crossing from the Atlantic back into her home waters of the Pacific. For 40 years, the Pacific was her home waters. I think in general, the conditions are a lot calmer, more predictable. And so when we cross into the Indian and then the Atlantic, you know, there's somewhat of a learning curve, but our leadership was definitely prepared in terms of safety and setting the course correctly. But now coming home, back into the Pacific, it's familiar waters. Home seems a lot closer now. You know, we're 6 months away from coming back to Honolulu and Hawaii in general and kind of making sure that Hawaii's canoe returns back home. The weather's a little hot. It's maybe a little bit more humid than what we're used to in Hawaii with the trade winds. But, you know, the crew's in good spirits. Everyone's kind of in the right mindset, making sure that they're prepared so that when we leave, we all leave as one crew and we're all kind of working together.